Hi, for once, this is not just a rambling kind of me doing whatever I want to post. I actually have a, well, topic to discuss, I suppose you could say. I wish I'd read more Braille during school and, had access to more of it growing up. In primary school, I was limited to what they could get hold of. In secondary school, I had loads, so I just, I'd pretty much read anything I could get my hands on. And then there weren't really many fiction books in the college that I went to, so that went by the by for a few years. And now I seem to have rediscovered Braille. My referencing skills and whatever were never anything to write home about. But, that's, I guess, something that I can't really change now. But my best friend Nina has been buying me books the last couple of years. Last year she got me a couple of recipe, cookery books, and this year she's got me some aromatherapy stuff. And having those types of reading material around has really helped me to improve my referencing skills. And I mean, I don't mean like, university work referencing type thing with a bibliography and all that rubbish at the end. I just mean, okay, so this is on page 202 or whatever. And you get there and you think, hang on, where else have I heard about this? And then you can find it. Contents pages are your absolute friend. I guess I feel really grateful that my skills are improving. Finding a good position to read in is quite dodgy for me because A, I'm a fidget, and B, a lot of positions. I can't just read sat on the sofa with my feet on the floor because the book tends to drop out of my hand and stuff like that. So I sit sideways with my feet going along my sofa, with a cushion on my knees and my book on top of that. If I'm going to read for pleasure, whatever. But, just as a little example of how good it is to have the skills of knowing where to look for things and finding information. Bless her, Nina is making me a cup of tea, making herself one too. And I knew that in one of my cookbooks there was a method of softening honey in the microwave. And I found that. And we didn't use that method because what we did in the end was put the honey in a plastic bag and then dunked it in a mug of boiling water. So, we did it that way this time, but it's just another way of kind of knowing the information is out there, having a look at it, and then discussing your options and talking about things and working out which way's best. So, if you've got Braille in your past, then think about picking it up again. That's all I'm going to say for now. Take care, everybody.
Pause recording.